Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya says there is no dearth of jobs in the country. Leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, says central government has failed to address issues of unemployment and paper leaks. Naga Students Federation requests Chief Minister Nipi Rio to reconsider nomination of non-Nagas as government nominees in urban local bodies. And Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikan stresses on robust implementation of the ban on single-use plastics with effect on August 1. Now the news in detail. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today said that there is no dearth of jobs in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during the questioner, the minister said that due to policy interventions of the present government, the unemployment rate has been reduced to 3.2% in the country. The minister said labour force participation rate has reached 44% and worker population ratio 40%. He said that as per the report of the periodic labour force survey, the unemployment rate in rural areas has also decreased to 2.4% in 2022-23 from 5.3% in 2017-18. The minister added that the worker population ratio shows that rural employment has increased from 48.1% in 2017-18 to 59.4% in 2022-23. Leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, today said that central government has failed to address the issue of unemployment and paper leaks. Discussing the Union Budget 2024 in the Lok Sabha, Gandhi said Hindustan's youth, farmers, women and small and medium businesses have been trapped in chakravyuh or multiple walls of the government. He said one element of chakravyuh is coming from the concentration of power. The second element is the institution, agencies like CBI, ET, IT departments, and third is the political executive. Rahul said that in the last 10 years, paper leaks have taken place 70 times. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, has formally requested Chief Minister Nipi Rio to reconsider the nomination of non-Nagas as government nominees in urban local bodies. The NSF maintained that these positions should be reserved exclusively for indigenous Nagas to ensure that local governance reflects the community's needs and aspirations. In their representation, the NSF emphasized that ULPs are crucial for local governance and decisions impacting daily life. They asserted that representatives must be closely aligned with the indigenous population to preserve Naga identity, culture and governance. The inclusion of non-indigenous individuals, according to NSF, undermines the purpose of reservations and dilutes Naga representation. NSF said it upholds inclusivity and equality but stresses that these principles should not compromise indigenous rights. Kohima District Task Force, DETF, on single-use plastic today discussed the enforcement of the Nagaland government's ban on single-use plastics set to take effect on August 1. Deputy Commissioner and DETF Chairman, Kohima, Kumar Ramnikan stressed on the need for robust implementation of the government's directive to eliminate single-use plastics from Kohima. A formal order will soon be issued by DETF enforcing a complete ban on single-use plastics. The order will detail fines and penalties for non-compliance. To raise public awareness, All India Radio and DD Cave Kohima, in collaboration with KMC Kohima, will provide extensive media coverage on the SUP ban. Additionally, the DPRO Kohima will use the public address system to announce the ban in various colonies and wards of Kohima town. District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA, Pwensang, today held an emergency meeting at the ADC's office chamber for victims of landslide-affected households. In the meeting, DDMA Nodal Officer Damsur Wangshi Jameer gave a detailed report on setting up relief camp for affected families of over 750 persons. He said a relief camp will be set up at Chongpo Khel Pwensang Village local ground for affected persons of Penjang sector an NSD sector landslide. The meeting chaired by Twensang ADC Teng Jambemo also discussed work distribution among the core team.
तारीख पर तारीख, युग का हो गया अंत, न्यायिक प्रक्रिया के लिए समय सीमा तय, भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता 1 जुलाई से लागू, आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Principal Chief Commissioner PCC of Income Tax Northeast Region NER Guwahati today organized an interactive outreach program at the conference hall of Mokgochung Deputy Commissioner. During the program, PCC Income Tax NER Chaidali Banmei addressed NGOs, business community and entrepreneurs in the district. She said that even if tribals of northeastern India enjoys income tax exemption, there is lot to learn about it for people of the region to become financially literate. She said that the interactive outreach program held today will show its impact in few years' time. Banmei said people will realize the benefits and importance of the program in the coming days. Speaking at the program, Mokgochung Deputy Commissioner Sovisi Poji said that when it comes to income tax, almost all the people in the region, particularly in the district, are illiterate. Poji said that today's program was an eye-opener and what was learned today would surely benefit the people in the days to come. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the General Budget 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, H.D. Devagowda of JDS said the time may have come to reinvest instead of disinvestment and develop a new model of growth and job creation. Rajiv Shukla of Congress said MSME sector is struggling under GST regime. He said MSME sector is directly linked to employment and the matter should be looked into. Saket Kokale of Trinamool Congress criticized the government for not conducting census which was supposed to be done in 2021. He said the government has been unable to control food inflation. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today filed a charge sheet against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the Rouse Avenue Court in the alleged corruption case related to now scraped excise policy. Kejriwal was arrested by CBI on 26 June from Dihar Jail, where he was in judicial custody in a related money laundering case filed by the Enforcement Directorate. Nagaland Athletics Association has declared August 9, 2024 as Javelin Day in honor of Niraj Chopra's historic achievement at the Tokyo Olympics. Following this announcement, Kohima District Athletic Association KDAA also announced its participation in the nationwide celebration. On Javelin Day, the KDAA will host a special event featuring javelin competitions for boys and girls in the under-12, 14 and 16 categories. The top three winners in each category will receive prizes sponsored by the Nagaland Athletics Association. Registration for the event is open to interested schools, clubs and individual athletes through an online system with a nominal fee of 100 rupees. KDAA General Secretary Leketolie Lezachu has encouraged all young athletes to participate in this commemorative event celebrating India's remarkable achievement in athletics. For more details, participants can contact the KDAA at 7005066719 or 7005618490. And at the Paris Olympics, Indian men's hockey team today drew against Argentina. The Indian men's hockey team will face Ireland next. In shooting, the Indian pair of Manu Pakkar and Sarupjot Singh have qualified for the bronze medal final match of the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. They will be facing Oh Ye Jin and Lee Won Ho of South Korea tomorrow. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Chirag's second round Group C match against Germany's Marvin Seidel and Mark Lampers was cancelled today as Mark withdrew from the competition after facing a knee injury. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya says there is no dearth of jobs in the country. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi says central government has failed to address issues of unemployment and paper leaks. Naga Students Federation requests Chief Minister Nipirio to reconsider nomination of non-Nagas as government nominees in the urban local bodies. And Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikan stresses on robust implementation of the ban on single-use plastics with effect from August 1. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.